Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. There's an inevitability to being a coach. What is it? Well, you have to stick around and find out because it's a big part of part three of my conversation with JP Nerbin. Team Snap is the presenting sponsor of the Winning Is Not Everything podcast. The spring sports season is just around the corner. Are you ready? Whether you're a coach running your team with the Team Snap app, an admin using Team Snap for business to manage your club or league, or a marketer looking to make noise in the youth sports space, Team Snap has got you covered. Visit teamsnap.com or download the Team Snap app from your app store for more information. I may have stumped some of my young listeners with a word in my intro, inevitability. That noun is defined as the quality of being certain to happen. Ben Franklin once famously wrote, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." If you're a coach, you might add that issues with parents is also inevitable. In his book, The Sports Parent Solution, JP shares some of the tough interactions he's had with sports parents, but I would imagine you'll be blown away by the way he handled them. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the insights of JP Nerbin as much as I did. If so, don't hesitate to let us know on our social sites as well as our websites. In the meantime, let's jump into part three of my conversation with JP. You know, JP, one of the things that I just want to point out is I think it's so cool how, again, I saw that in the book. I think if I recall from your book, the way you explained it, that parent did come to you, but I'm not sure they came in the most positive way, if I recall. I mean, the takeaways were positive from that parent's feedback towards you, but I don't feel like they came to you in the most diplomatic way. And so that's just something I think is really important to note to my listeners. One of the things I think you do incredibly well, certainly better than I would do, but you can get past those initial parts and get to the heart of the matter to say, you know what, this parent didn't approach me in the best way possible, but is there something there? Are they bringing something valid that I should be reflecting and considering? Am I right on that? Isn't that the case?
Yeah, it's actually, there's kind of two stories that I tell in my books. And one is of a parent that calls a meeting with the day of a game and sits down with me. And I actually thought that that conversation was fine. You know, like it was an appropriate conversation for that parent to have. I think the one you're referring to is the one where a parent nearly ran me off the road with his car. And that I didn't get combative. I didn't get defensive. I just listened and was like really mostly in shock to what he was communicating and how he was communicating. But I didn't go back on the attack. I didn't try to take any action against him. I just said, okay, what can I learn from this? And what I really learned, one of the things I learned in that situation was it really said more about him than it said about me in certain regards. And actually, what I learned was that he was going through a tough period of his life and I was the punching bag. You know, he was in the middle of a divorce and losing his job. And his son didn't share his sentiment around me as a coach at the time. But, you know, as that story goes, years later, he reaches out and tells me what an amazing, I'm the best coach his son ever had. So, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I really admire the way you handled that entire situation. So kudos to you. How has your perspective changed since you've become a father? I mean, I know you've got three children. Your oldest is 8 years old. Sometimes, you know, being a parent can really change the way we see the world.
Yeah, and it changes everything. Except I will say this. One of the things that's changed me in the sporting context is I have so much more greater empathy for sports parents, you know, especially a guy being in coaching. Like when my kids are playing for a coach, then they're like, oh my gosh, like, why is he doing it that way? Or why is she doing it that way? Like, this is so hard to just watch it, you know? And you're like, oh, it could be done so much better. It's so hard to stay grateful and just appreciative. And it's so easy to get caught up in their performance and all of a sudden have these dreams of them becoming, you know, these great, great athletes and winning all these medals. And it's so easy to go from a place of just enjoying their sporting experience and loving to watch them play to obsessing over and moving to a place of stress and anxiety that they're not doing what they should be doing. They're not working hard enough. Like it's so easy just to make the shift and slip into that.
Yeah. You close your book talking about your daughter playing really well and how your mind just started running wild. I'm curious, you've lived here in the United States and you've been in Ireland for a little bit. Is it different? Are sports parents different in Ireland than they are here in the United States? Because I just meet so many delusional sports parents here, you know, and it just seems fairly common. What's it like there in Ireland?
It's significantly better, but it's not perfect. The stakes are not as high. So if you're playing a sport in Ireland, you can go pro in soccer. And that's not very high. I'm sure there's some crazy, you know, soccer sports parents and rugby. The number one sport in this country is Gaelic football, which many people haven't ever heard of, but it's the most popular. It's an amazing thing over here where the highest level you play for your county and you could be playing in the national championship, the All-Ireland game in front of 80,000 people. And if you're watching those athletes down there, they are teachers. They're PE teachers, they're lawyers, they're bankers, they're everyday people playing for their county. So it's an amateur sport. So it's just an amazing thing. So there's less at stake. Everything in this sports in America, there's people are not paying for travel sports like they are paying. So there's less investment financially, and there's less hope of a financial investment on the other end return. There's less. It's less hype. So it definitely helps parents stay a little bit more calm and coaches.
You know, there's so much more of a focus on the dynamic between coaches and parents. And it's something that your book really does a great job of just sharing so many positive and negative examples. Do you feel like it's gotten worse? I feel like there's more awareness now of toxic parent-coach relationships. But is it any worse than it was 20 or 30 years ago?
I think it's easier for it to be more public. It's easier for parents to do things that catch the attention of others. So just think about this. Like even back, let's compare my parents' days to my days now. There was no email really back then. So like you had to go call a coach or you had to confront them. You know, I think now there's a lot of texts and emails, that type of stuff that gets to the coaches. So your coaches are getting more heat that way. I think social media has definitely created greater pressures, made it more obvious, more aware. It's another platform that parents can lash out to coaches. But I also think just the fact that everybody has a phone and a video camera, we often see the worst, right? We see the parents fighting, the beating up the coach, beating up another parent, beating up the referee, and then that makes it on the TV. No, nobody, there wasn't quick access to cameras and stuff like that years ago. And so I would say, yeah, it's definitely got worse, right? I'd have to imagine it's gotten worse. I think it's easier to slip into that. The pressure, the stakes, all that is higher. But I still look at it and I still talk to my coaches now. And the majority of parents in every team are really good people, well-intentioned. And sometimes they're just really struggling. And I think they're struggling to have how to support their kid in this high-pressure environment of sports today.
I know it's inevitable that if you coach that you're going to have some negative interactions with parents. You're never going to cruise through that without having some challenges. What would you tell coaches on how to get past some of those negative experiences that they might have to get to the majority? You know what I mean? And not allow the few to impact the way you deal with the majority.
I would say two things. The first is you got to get on the offensive, not the defensive. You got to get upstream, not downstream, right? So you have to really start to think about how can I build relationships and partnerships with parents where these good intentioned parents are going to feel included, part of the culture, and they're going to support what you're trying to build. And the more we can get upstream and on the offensive, so we're getting ahead of issues, but also building relationships, that's going to help significantly. And then when you still get that heat from parents, even after you've done that, then, I mean, I had a coaching call last night with a high level Division I coach at one of the biggest, most prestigious universities in America yesterday. And this coach got an email. Well, the administrator got an email, which the administrator passed on to that coach. But that coach does not know who the parent is. And now she has to deal with this frustration, this fear of who do I trust, right? And as we worked through that, there's a lot of things we had to work through because that was a hugely stressful and anxious moment for that coach. But really at the end of the day, I left coach with this advice, which is you got to come back to your why. Why are you doing this? And you got to look at the evidence of it. You're living that out. And if you look at the players on that team, 89% are really showing strong buy-in, their strong relationship, and there's trust. And so lean into those relationships, lean into those impacts. And remember to read the other 3-4 emails that she had gotten previously in the week that were affirming from parents, affirming her of the great changes that she made in the culture. So it really is trying to be grateful for those, be grateful for the opportunity just to go out there and make an impact, but just coming back to your why and then looking for the evidence that you're making that difference.
JP, you've been outstanding. I'm going to ask you the two questions I always conclude my interviews with. First is, what would be one message you have for kids who look up to you?
If someone was to look up to me, it's that this person that I am today is far, far away from who I was many years ago. And that it's just taken a lot of intentionality and a lot of hard work and a lot of being vulnerable to get where I am. And that I really have no plans of being this person a year from now, 2 years from now, even tomorrow. I just want to get better. I want to be better. And so I think that one of the greatest examples that I can give my kids or any other kid is not this perfect role model of, you know, model of perfection on how to live your life, but I can give my own kids and other kids an example of someone that is aware, open to feedback and open to coaching, open to others helping me grow on that journey. That's I think the most powerful thing that I can share and show them is just growth.
You've certainly modeled growth, that's for sure. Last question for you. What's one message you have for youth sports parents today?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this question. It's probably not advice that they've heard before, but it would be this, that it's not all about your child. It's so easy for me to go and drop my daughter off or my son off and really be focused on them, their experience, their development, their growth. And when they get in the car, you know, to ask great questions like, hey, did you have fun today? Or what'd you learn today? And, you know, to really give them talks around, you know, working hard and improving. But the thing that I've started to shift the most the last 3 months in my own parenting of my children is I start to ask questions about others and I start to encourage them to think about others. So it's like, how's the team doing? How is the team getting better? What's your favorite thing about coach? How did you help coach out today? My kids never leave a field without saying thank you, but it's also who on the team is getting better, you know, encouraging them like, hey, if someone new comes on the team, like what are some things you could do to help them feel included? Really trying to get them others focused. And even when they come off with a bad game, you know, they didn't feel like they played well. It's like, yeah, but who did play well today? And, oh, you know, I don't know. It's like, okay, well, next game, come back and tell me that, you know, who played well today and maybe what could you do? You know, I can go and tell them they played a good game, did a good job. It's like, okay, great. You know, so really trying to make it not just about themselves. That's why we want them to be part of a team because we value the connections, right? We want them to be in sports, even if you're from a tennis team, a track team, or, you know, a swimming team. I guess the connections is the relationships are so valuable. We want that to be a positive environment. And if as sports parents, we can encourage that by helping our kids to be others focused.
Well, JP, I had so much fun talking to you, man. Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your incredible experiences and insights. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I've been doing podcasting for 7 years and you're a better interviewer than I am. So well done to you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Winning Is Not Everything. Please make sure to like the podcast and subscribe to the podcast so you can immediately get the latest episode. If you have any questions or comments, please visit my website, seankjensen.com, and go to the contact page. You can even leave me a voice recording. And of course, I want to thank my presenting sponsor, TeamSnap. Whether you're a coach, administrator, or brand looking to reach the youth sports community, TeamSnap connects the world of youth sports. Visit TeamSnap.com or download the TeamSnap app from your app store. Until next time, I'm Sean Jensen.